get in touch with us. IBA, Masmedia Complex, Ali Kinkata Road, PO Box 32475, Lusaka, or call us on 260-211-2505 at 9, or visit our website at www.iba.org.zm. IBA, here for the public.
Doesn't matter if big or small.
Chocoloco.
Chocoloco is for all.
Chocoloco.
Oh, I think that I like it.
Chocoloco.
And I'm gonna tell everybody.
Chocoloco.
Chocoloco. Chocoloco Choco Sticks. Long lasting fun.
Banjo wants to pass here in Yapa. Nichanchi sticker. What am I here with you, Robert? Kapita wa chitewe ta shimzanga ga kiki tika nifi siyana le
maa inu kabu angu na shipangare ponda
siyana ne kuri benava wangu apa ni mavuto kandu wa dandora kutia ingu kutuma we pitu ne kamunga ntungunda aya ishu anabutika ebi
ya neze kuyo panata nikamuza soka jimangi atakamba ya ishanile azani faira nkufu ona shabe kwanga vantu shivasanka na kusanka pale senda pofie ona nsaizi
ndi nsaizi yangu kule machunguku chi munga ni tati ashanile bichini wani uchita mambwala bwani nuziko nawe nawe mfiti chigawa nenga mwani
sibu mfiti iwe chuma chilipa nkuku na ripa suku fiti
ripa
yes Ripper Stock Feed has it all for your broiler chicks. Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
Here's a little song that we wrote for you. The words are very simple and they're only two.
Scream it, just scream it.
Like the moonlight adds a little light in the dark. You got to add a little light in your car.
Scream it, just scream it.
Remember where we're coming from. Boom. Never forget home.
Excuse me. Give me your best mocktail, please.
Right away.
Whoa. So you mean to tell me I have to wait through all this fancy dancing just to get a good refreshing drink? Sure.
Mm-mm.
With Brothers Mocktail, there's zero drama. Pina Colada, Mojito, Strawberry Lime Crisp, Cosmo, your VIP pass to a good time. A real brother will never keep you waiting. Ready to drink, crafted to perfection.
Lovely good afternoon to our listeners on Millennium Radio. You can tell by the sound that this is a social mix radio program that comes to you every Saturday at 13. hours. We talk nothing but social matters, issues that we can see, stories that we have experienced or have seen others experiencing, things that we have lived with every day. Sometimes we ignore them, sometimes we actively talk about them. And all those conversations, we bring them on this radio platform where we mix up the conversation and just get to the bottom of what exactly is going on in society. I'm your host, Mercy Chanika. And in today's edition of the Social Mix program, we're talking about something very topical at the moment. That's none other than elections. Yes. That time of the year, or not really the year, that time of the period in Zambia, where we get to select civic leaders. These people will be with us for the next 5 years, and we get to select them as our leaders. So we're not here to teach civics or whatever. We're here to talk about matters that happen during these elections. So, from observations, we have seen that at the center of these activities where we're choosing these leaders, we find that there is violence, political violence to be precise. You find young people involved in this political violence. And look at the time or the period that we are in. We're in the campaign period and everybody is aggressive. People are trying to get as many numbers as they can to secure as many votes as possible at council level, at MP, the mayors, like the president. Everybody is trying to win as many people as possible to get them to vote for them. So these people, they want to represent us. These people, they want to go to Pali and make laws for us. These people want to represent the issues that are happening in society, the same issues that we talk about here, that for many years they have not been resolved. But this time around, they're telling us to say, no, if you vote for me, I am going to change things and you're going to be living a better life. Society will be a beautiful place. There won't be issues of cholera because I'll clean up the garbage. No, these children will be protected. We'll make laws that will, you know, protect children on the work scale. No, we'll look at improving the work environment. You know, like, there's so many promises. The cost of living will reduce. Like, there's just so much that we are promised. And yeah, I'm here for the drama, I'm here for the conversations, I'm here for the promises. And that's just how it happens every election year, especially a general election. Now, the main reason or the main focus of conversation today are the youths. There's an assertion that youths are used as tools for political violence. And from this assertion, I'm pretty sure some people have noticed that at the center of these conversations, you find the young people going the streets there. They are people that are in the forefront of the campaigns, and the young people, you find they are the bulldozer, they are the ones with the regalia, they are the ones singing the songs, they are the ones chanting, running up and down, trying to get as many people as involved as possible. They have even given them fancy titles. No, this one is a youth chairperson, this one is a youth coordinator, you know. There are all those titles that they have, and there's just so much going on. And one of the things that unfortunately gets to happen is that these young people are so aggressive, these young people are so invested in the political parties that they're representing, to a point that in recent, or should I say in the history of these elections, we have seen these people clashing with other political parties, resorting to violence. People die during elections. People are killed. People are left injured. There's just so much chaos. If it's the road, we won't even like go to that conversation on how many number of accidents we get to record during a campaign period, because people are just in a frenzy. They're excited. And there's that level of, you know, speed that they like on the road and all that, all those activities. Now, the question that I have is, do you believe young people are used as tools for political violence? Is it something that you can agree to, you can attest to, say, okay, yeah, young people are used to pursue political violence? Is it something that you can agree to? This is something that we're talking about on the Social Mix program. So this conversation, I won't be having it at all. I'll need your feedback. And if at all this is the case, the young people are used as tools for political violence, I'll need a conversation around it that will help us find a better way of going about campaigns, going about elections without resorting to violence. So to join the conversation, the number is 0962 87 0921. That is 09.